This episode is for operations leaders who struggle with accountability. It's hard to hold people accountable when you rely on them. This is true for all leaders. Someone told me this recently. I can have the tough conversations, but I have trouble going back and enforcing it. I don't want to be the bad guy. I really want him on my team, and I'm worried he'll leave, so I keep putting it off. If this strikes a chord, keep listening. If you're avoiding an accountability conversation, my guess is you're picking up too much of the slack yourself. Well, you're not doing anyone any favors. Even if it feels like you're sliding by in the short term, it hurts you in the long run. In today's brief episode, I'll explain the harsh truth about accountability, and I'll give you a few examples of phrases that can get that conversation you need to have rolling. Find the full transcript at yourfuturerealize.com/13. This is Your Future Realized podcast with host Laura Malinowski. I help operations executives like you gain control of your mind, time, and career so you can love your work again and advance. I led cross-functional business operations for more than a decade, so I know how intense and heavy that can be. Subscribe to this podcast for tips that help you take a strategic pause, lighten your load, and get in the flow towards your true north. Hello, ops execs. Accountability is the glue that holds everything together. When everyone is held accountable, things fall into place. Your team knows they're playing in a seamless game, so they're motivated to do their best and stay on point. When someone is not performing up to the task, it can be intimidating to hold them accountable. I found this to be especially true in operational roles with many diverse responsibilities. If they're doing well in some areas, you might not want to risk them sliding in others or even leaving entirely. Not addressing this, though, is creating negative ripples throughout your team. The person who is underperforming can start to assume you're not serious about the expectations you set, and your other team members will see you letting it slide, which leads to a slew of other issues. You need to nip this in the bud and shift your approach. The harsh truth about accountability is that it is your responsibility. Responsibility and accountability go hand in hand. One tough conversation about it shouldn't ruin someone's performance. If it does, they're not stable enough to begin with, and it's time for you to reevaluate their role. I realize that this might be a hard pill to swallow, but isn't it more important to make sure the right people are there for the long haul? If you've got the right person and you do it the right way, an accountability conversation is liberating. It strengthens your working relationship and ripples out, boosting performance across the team. You can keep your team on track without being rude or controlling. To hold someone accountable in a way that motivates them, you need to use diplomacy and finesse. You'll also need to flex your empathy muscles. For example, it typically makes the most sense to address the issue outside the tempo of regular meetings. A one-on-one private coffee chat is a great way to begin. Consider that you'll need to take time to gain a deeper understanding of what keeps them busy and what they care about. Get curious about what's happening. Once you have a better understanding, you can show that you care about their challenges. This will help you work together more effectively toward a solution. If you're struggling to find a way to open the conversation, here are a few perfect phrases that can get you started. I appreciate all that you're doing, but there's an issue that we need to address. I want to make sure that we're on the same page and moving toward the same goals. We can't ignore this problem, and I'd like to work together to resolve it. I trust we can work together to find a solution and become even stronger as a result. And I want to be open and honest with you, and I hope you'll do the same. It helps to practice what you want to say and have some talking points available. As you set new boundaries and the path forward, you'll likely have some uncomfortable moments. You may face some resistance or defensiveness, so your EQ game needs to be strong. But know that once you get past that first rough minute of the conversation, you'll be on the right path. Commit to being a leader who isn't afraid of tough discussions, and you'll raise the game of everyone on your team. Interested in more strategies that will help you work more powerfully with your operations team? Download my free PDF, 4 Steps to Gain Control of Your Mind, Time, and Career so you can love your work again and advance. You can find it at yourfuturerealized.com/guide. You can't stop the chaos, but you can change the game. Thanks for tuning in to Your Future Realized podcast. If this show gave a boost to your day, please leave a review about it and share it with your biz ops buddies.